Well, this evening, what I have for you is, it's a short psalm. It's Psalm 61, and it comes with a very, short lesson. Because the lesson of this psalm, it's easier to feel than it is to talk about. It's something that I believe that we all have come close to or have not experienced ourselves. And as reading through this psalm, it reminded me of a story that many of us have probably heard many times before. So if you've heard this many times before, I apologize. But it's the story of Horatio Spafford. This gentleman had a rough life, and it started with the death of his four-year-old son, the scarlet fever. This gentleman lived a long time ago. I don't know exactly when. And so I just can't imagine. Even right there, I couldn't imagine what that would be like to survive the death of a child. And so after a while, after recovering, he decided to send his family back to England. And so this was back in the day when you had to take a ship to England, so I don't know how long that was. And so he sent his family to England, and on the way, it was his wife and four kids, their ship sunk over the Atlantic. And so after his wife, though, survived, and only she survived, his four children, however, perished on that boat. And so her wife surviving made it to England and wrote back to her husband, to Horatio, with just one note that said, survived or rescued alone. And so he decided that he was going to go to England to reunite with his wife and to recover over there. And on his way over to England, the captain of the ship came and found him because he knew why he was on this journey. He found him on the ship. He found him on the front of the ship and told him that this is around the same area that his children's ship sunk. Now, when I think of that story, and I've heard people tell it far better than I have, and when we hear stories similar to that, stories of people who have experienced enormous tragedy, and many of us have been those people, if not have are related to people or know personally people who have just gone through and have experienced enormous tragedy, tragedy that feels like it will swallow you, tragedy and loss that you do not believe you are capable of surviving yourself. Now, during those times, and to make you aware, I have experienced many such times in my life of tragedy, of loss. And I know that being in those instances of, it just seems like you're drowning in tragedy. You're drowning in anger and frustration and sadness and all of that mix of emotions you have as you're trying to cope with this new reality, having to live without this person that has passed away or without this, I don't know. I know that in those times, it is very difficult to hear people's love for you. That when people come up to you and say, I love you, or God has a plan for you, or I'm here for you. It's very difficult that in those instances of loss and those times of frustration and anger, it's difficult for us to listen to people as they come to us and as they try to help us, as they hug us and put their arms around us. Because anger, when we're in those times, we want to fight. We want to resist. We want to do something because it makes us powerless. It removes us from the situation. It's completely outside of our control. And what I have found is that what works the best, and this is for me, are songs. And songs that have melody, and songs that I can listen to in times of this sadness and anger. And they usually speak to me better than anything else can, because with music, you have the emotion of the song. You can relate to the tempo and the mood that is presented there. This psalm in Psalm 61, I want to read it to you. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth, I call to you. When my heart is faint, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the enemy. Let me dwell in your tent forever. Let me take refuge under the shelter of your wings. For you, O God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. Prolong the life of the king. May his years endure to all generations. May he be enthroned forever before God. Appoint steadfast love and faithfulness to watch over him. So I will sing praises to your name as I perform my vows day after day. So Horatio Spafford, after hearing that he was passing over the sea, that his children's boat sunk, that his family died, that he's most likely passing over their gravesites, he penned, "It is well with my soul." And he wrote that song over that spot, it is said. I read this psalm, and I understand where David is at. I understand the frustration and the loss. I hear in his words his crying, his tears. I see the pain as it comes through this psalm, because he is crying. He is going to God and saying, "You are it. You are my refuge. You are a strong tower." It is in those instances of pain and suffering that we come to God, and we don't come to God with many words. We don't come to God with paragraphs, or we don't come to God with much to say. Usually in those times of loss and suffering, we come to God with tears on our cheeks, with anger and frustration, and with a simple plea: help. Help me. It's a beautifully simple message. Help me. Help me, God. You are my refuge. You are my tower. You are everything. My life depends upon you, God. I don't understand exactly what is happening, and it's not, I find no comfort in understanding what's happening. The only way I find comfort is by depending on God, by singing praises to God. And that is what I want to encourage us today, to sing praises to God, that when we find ourselves in those times of severe sadness, those times where we feel overwhelmed, that we feel drowning in pain, that we look to God and that we sing praises to him. Because he is, in fact, our refuge. He is, in fact, our strong place. That's all I have for you this evening. So let's stand and let's sing that song, "It Is Well With My Soul."